Number 81.
Animal remains found in archaeological contexts are known as zooarchaeological specimens. Zooarchaeological specimens, such as bones and teeth, are significant for their dual ability to inform us about past natural and cultural history. The zooarchaeological specimens featured here are from the Ambostaline archaeological site located in northwestern Hispaniola in modern-day Haiti. Excavated by Kathleen Deegan, the Ambostaline site is believed to represent one of the original indigenous Caribbean communities encountered by Christopher Columbus in the late 15th century. Specimens recovered from the site are remarkable because they provide a snapshot of greater Caribbean animal biodiversity at the dawn of European colonization, providing a baseline of sorts from which to assess the impacts on biodiversity as well as cultural diversity that followed European arrival. The zooarchaeological specimens recovered from Ambostaline include terrestrial fauna native to Hispaniola at the time of European contact, including jutias, the Hispaniola edible rat, and the American purple gallinule, as well as animals introduced from Europe, such as the house rat, domestic cat, and pigs. Each category of fauna is significant for revealing how the onset of European colonization shaped and eventually impacted Caribbean terrestrial animal biodiversity, including native animal extinctions and population declines over time. The Hispaniola edible rat, once native to Hispaniola and present at Ambostaline, went extinct shortly after European arrival, and its extinction is in large part attributed to the introduction of European rats and domestic cats, both of which were present at Ambostaline. Likewise, jutias, a medium-sized rodent, were present before and after the arrival of Europeans. Once endemic to northwestern Hispaniola, the now extinct Puerto Rican jutia was not only heavily exploited by indigenous people at Ambostaline for food, it was also transported and introduced to other Caribbean islands, including Puerto Rico and St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands. That said, sometime after the onset of European colonization, Puerto Rican jutias across the Greater Antilles went extinct. Jutias may have been prey to domestic cats and experienced habitat disturbances from pig rooting. In addition to animal biodiversity loss, zooarchaeological records at Ambostaline also help us to document animal species that survived and continue to persist throughout great environmental and cultural changes, such is the case with the American purple gallinule specimens recovered from the site. This bird was likely sought after by indigenous people for its brightly colored feathers and continues to delight birdwatchers today. My name is Michelle Lefebvre, and I'm a courtesy research scientist at the Florida Museum of Natural History.